And Perseverance Meeting. My name is Darcy, and I'm a compulsive overeater and your speaker for this meeting.
Hi.
Please join me in the serenity prayer. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Before we get started, we ask that all cell phones or other electronic devices be turned off. To protect anonymity, no photography, audio, or visual recording is allowed except as recorded by the committee. Please be aware that if you are speaking or sharing and say your first name, your voice will be audible on the recording and you must sign a release up on the table after the meeting, which is right here. The opinions expressed here today are those of individual OA members and do not represent Overeaters Anonymous as a whole. Would someone please read the 12 steps of OA? I've got them right here if you want to. Come on up here.
My name is Janine. I'm a compulsive overeater. One, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. 9. Made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10. Continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11. Sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. And 12. Having added spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive readers and practice His principles in all our affairs.
The format for this 55-minute session is as follows. I will share for 10 to 15 minutes on the topic, followed by open sharing. Again, the topic for this session is Step 10, Perseverance. I will now share my experience, strength, and hope on this topic. Okay. Darcy, compulsive overeater. And I love this step. I love the word perseverance. First of all, I just want to qualify. I'm abstinent 7.5 years. I'm maintaining a 25-pound weight loss. And I started coming into OA when I was in December of 1980. So I bounced in and out for many, many years. And I'm just grateful that God put me back into these rooms. That's a whole other story. But I'm here. I'm abstinent. I'm just thrilled to be asked to do this. So step 10, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. The way I work this step is I have found that the A-E-I-O-U is the format that I like to use. A is I report my abstinence, the food that I ate that day. E is any exercise that I've done. I is what I've done for self-care. A-E-I-O is for what I've done to help somebody else. And U is what I've uncovered for the day. And then after that, I write a gratitude list of 10 items that I'm grateful for. At first it was really resistant. I'm resistant to anything that I have to do every day. Don't fence me in. I want to do what I want to do. But since I've been working with my sponsor, it's been over 2 years. At any rate, she sort of reined me in very, very gently. And this 10th step has been one of them. And what I've found is because, you know, I don't want to call my sponsor every day and talk every day. But this 10th step has given me connection to her. She knows everything that's going on in my life. And for somebody who is sneaky, I'm a liar, a cheat, a thief, you know, for me to tell the truth to one human being on a really honest level every single day and be accountable to that person, first of all, that has to be a very special person for me to be willing to do that. Somebody that I trust, somebody that doesn't judge me, but will speak up when she sees that I'm maybe veering off course and speaks her truth to me. And I know that it's coming from a place of only wanting the best for me. So the you part, the what did I uncover today, that's the part that I really get to see what throughout my day, what came up for me, not just what amends do I owe, because I've been working the program for quite a long time, because I'm in lots of other programs. It's not so much that I've hurt someone and I have to make amends, or, you know, it's more about how am I moving through the world? How am I treating others? Am I taking care of myself? Am I taking care of my responsibilities? Am I letting others' opinions of me or how they treat me? How am I going through my day so that I don't get so whacked that it starts to show up in my food? And that uncovering, it's almost like the paragraph, you know, for me it started out as a couple of sentences, and now it's a way of just sort of unburdening myself and getting to see what's really going on. Because when I, you know, I don't so much put pen to paper as I put fingers to keyboard, that's where the truth comes up for me. And it kind of just lets me move on my day. And then, you know, I send it into her, and sometimes she'll respond, and if there's something that needs to be responded to or not. But just in letting, I mean, I could not speak to her for a week or 2 weeks, and I can run into her at a meeting, and she knows exactly what's going on in my life. All I have to do is say, oh, so-and-so did this, and she's like, oh, yeah, you know. So it's that was quick. Awesome. All right, so let me see. So now I'm going to go 5 more minutes. Okay. Oh. So that 10th step, it keeps me on the straight and narrow. It keeps me accountable to someone else. And I want to talk a little bit about perseverance, because I came into these rooms when I was 19. I was 19 years old, and I didn't get it. I went in and I went out, but I persevered. I tried all the other diets. I tried it all, but for me, this is what has worked, because it's not just a food plan. It is a way. It's sort of like the rule book that I didn't get when I was born. The big book and the 12 steps. It gives me a guide on how to behave out in public. You know, how to treat other people, how to be in relationships with other people, how to show up every day and be of service, and how to be a worker among workers, how to be a driver among drivers, and that's not always the easiest thing to do. So the perseverance part of this topic for me is about keep coming back, keep coming back, keep coming back. My food gets messy, keep coming back. I gain 30 pounds, keep coming back, keep coming back, keep coming back. And like I said at the beginning of my share, it was not my intention to come back to OA after being gone for many, many years. I had absolutely no intention of doing that. I was sharing with a stranger that my core addiction is food, and she said, oh, I'm going to OA in the morning. I mean, it was that simple. I had no intention of coming back to OA. Where I didn't persevere, my higher power did, and has created, you know, there were a few people that shared, you know, in the last session on step 9 about how incredible miracles happen when we work these steps. And by working this particular step 10 and sharing my life with another human being that I have found that trust, and I've gone through a few sponsors in these rooms that have, each sponsor has been so important for that period of time in my life. I just keep growing as a human being. I keep growing as you know, all the different hats that I wear in my life, and my relationship to my higher power gets stronger and better because I persevere. Do I meditate every day? No. Do I, you know, there are a lot of things I don't do every day. That's why I'm talking on the 10th step, not the 11th step, thank God. But I take commitments. I persevere. I show up. When somebody asks me to sponsor them, even though I don't want to, I do. And some of the biggest gifts I've gotten from this program is by helping another human being. I never thought that would be coming out of my mouth, you know. But I feel like I am turning into a really nice person, you know, who, coming from someone who was angry and rageful and a people pleaser and angry and fearful and raging, to somebody who I think is a really nice person who actually thinks about how you might respond or how you're feeling. It doesn't happen constantly, but I feel like I am being molded by these tools and steps and by the people that I have brought into my life and the people that have allowed me into their life in these rooms. And there's a whole row of them sitting in front, you know. I'm someone who just didn't feel worthy of your friendship, you know. Like, I would come into these rooms, and if you didn't look the right way, if you didn't act the way I did, I didn't want anything to do with you. And I got, you know, I got humbled to a point where I was willing to not be as judgmental, to listen to what you have to say and what your experience has been. And I'm just so grateful. My life is so much better without compulsively overeating, without obsessing about how I look, and, you know. So persevere. Anyway, thank you. And now we, thank you. The meeting is now open for 3-minute pitches. Please focus your share on the topic and limit your share to 3 minutes to give others a chance to share. This meeting will end at 5:55 p.m. So who would like to share? You have to come up here and speak into the microphone and sign your name for the release. So. Here, I'll
tell you. Hi, I'm Leslie. I'm in recovery for anorexia.
Hi.
Thank you for speaking. Perseverance, yeah, step 10. So when I loved when I did my first fourth step, and I learned, unsurprisingly to me, that one of my largest character defects was stubborn. It was also shown to me through, you know, doing the step work, that on the flip side of stubborn is perseverance. And that is the only reason why I'm still here today. I believe that my eating disorder would have killed me either through a heart attack or a stroke or by my own hand if I had not found recovery. And so, you know, 7.5 years later, you know, I love myself today, and it's a huge miracle. And, And it's because of that character defect slash asset. So it's a remarkable topic, I think. And that's, it says in our literature about step 10 that, that what we found is that the only, thing that's permanent is in this world is repetition. And so, you know, this 10th step that we get to do, 10, 11, 12, that we get to do every single day after we do our foundational steps and then we do our action steps and then we get to continue doing these maintenance steps that help us work all of them. I too email my, my 10 steps to my sponsors and it is such a handy way for them to know what's going on in my life, and so that I get all the gunk out, all the ugh, and like the anger and just the fear and the judgment and the worry, and then I get to really look at my part, and then I was really resentful when we added a new tool. I love change. When we added the tool of action plan, I was like, what is this crap? And now I'm like, and now I have an action plan because it reminds me as I'm writing my 10 step, what actually matters. What really matters is that I call my sponsor, I have my lunch, because I always end up doing my 10 steps like 2 hours into work. Weird. I have my lunch, I call my sponsor, I take a walk around the block, I return a sponsee call, I have dinner, I go to a meeting, I go to yoga, I go to bed. Like, those are the things that matter. My meals, my self-care, you know, keeping in touch with fellows, and going to sleep. But that's it. And then I write a gratitude list. And I always, it didn't used to be this way, but now my gratitudes are so much longer and more substantial than anything that was on my resentments or fears or worries. And so it's such a fantastic practice for me to remember to do. I don't do one every single day, but I do one multiple times a week so that everybody, you know, stays in touch and that I stay in touch with myself and God and ask for help. So thank you for letting me share, and thank you.
Hi, Lynn, and I'm a compulsive eater.
Hi.
I haven't left program. Been here. I've been in program about 7 years. I'm just coming out of a relapse, and so I got a new sponsor, and I went through the steps in about 5 weeks, so that I could live my life in 10, 11, and 12. And it's the first time in that 7 years that I have. There is a direct relationship between 10th step and my food. I see it so clearly, and it's like, you know, I used to think don't eat no matter what, and now I see that it's like don't miss my 10th step no matter what, and particularly step 12, and yeah, I'm not great in the meditation, so half of 11, for me, it's really been like try and find what works for me for the 10th step. So I've tried lots of different things. And so last night, for instance, I used my phone and I sort of dictated to it, and the phone then types it out, and I, you know, send it to my sponsor. And I shared at the last place, I carry a little triplicate sales order book around with me, and I write an immediate resentment thing on there, and I keep a copy for me. I send the yellow copy by snail post to my sponsor, and then the third copy I have to like a God can, so that I can burn it for God. So I periodically, not every day, I periodically sort of, you know, burn my resentments up to God. And you know, the key is that my sponsor knows what's going on, and she can call me on stuff. And she particularly calls me on stuff when she doesn't get my 10th step, because if I don't do my 10th step, and sometimes it's immediately, and sometimes it's at the end of the day, then I know at some point I am going to eat. It's for me, and I can only talk for me, is that simple. Because those resentments might start small, but they get bigger. And I don't, you know, if I almost, and this is just my view, if I live in 10, 11, 12, I don't have to go through the fourth step again. If I truly live in 10, 11, and 12, that doesn't mean to say I won't go through the steps, you know, again. But I feel like I'm taking 1, 2, and 3 every day anyway. So So just if you're not doing a 10th set, just find what works for you. There's lots of different formats out there. There's the vowels and but just find something that works for you, so you don't carry. For me, it's mainly around the resentments, but it's seeing patterns in your life, as you said. So thank you.
There was somebody who had a hand up back over there. Oh, okay.
The hat lady wanted to talk. Hi, I'm Mary. I'm a compulsive eater. Please excuse my hat. I walked here this morning. I live really close. I am blessed just to live right here in Westchester. So a few of us decided after 9 o'clock morning meeting here in Westchester that we would just walk over. And it took us about 45 minutes or so, but I needed my hat. And needless to say, I've got a very bad case of hat hair. So you are not going to get to look at that all day long. When I saw perseverance out there on the marquee, billboard, whatever that little poster board is out there, I thought I better run right in here right away because I'm the poster child for perseverance. I don't say that proudly in this program, but I've been coming to OA meetings since probably 1976 or 77. I'm not exactly sure, but I did attend my first meeting in Culver City, somewhere right around there. I've been in and out of program for years and years, have had moderate successes along the way, one time losing maybe, 40 pounds or so, and then immediately putting it right back on. I want to tell you that probably the only reason I'm standing up here is because I want to tell you that I'm 5 days abstinent. Now, mind you, thank you. I haven't been abstinent in 30 years. And I'm not quite sure how I got here, but I cannot tell you the joy. I mean, it's joy. I am just brimming over with peace and contentment and happiness at having achieved this 5 days. You know, thank God, because it's only God. It's not me. You know that. But if you do keep coming back, because I've been coming back and quitting and coming back and quitting, if you keep persevering, it'll work for you. There's some reason that I know that this time it's for real. I can just feel it. I can see it. I've never felt this way before, ever in program. And I have to admit to you that the reason that it never worked before for me, I was able to figure out, is that I didn't want to do the work. Plain and simple. I didn't want to do the work. So I finally made up my mind to do the work. And I've got 5 days. Yay!
Who's up next?
Hi everyone, my name is Greg. I'm a compulsive overeater, anorexic and bulimic. Hi everyone, thank you so much for your share and thank you all for being here. Perseverance, I never had any of that before I came into program. I tried so many different times and ways to diet, to follow different food plans, to exercise, to brush my teeth every day, just to do these basic things that I just was unable to sustain. And it's in this program of, doing things one day at a time that I've learned to do these things, to follow a food plan one day at a time, to brush my teeth every day, multiple times a day, to take care of myself, to exercise. I was never able to do those things before. And it's through the practice of this program of the daily maintenance of working the steps and using the tools that I'm able to do these things today. And for me, I like to do my 10 steps the big book style. I like to write out my fears and my resentments and look at my parts. And I find that really helps me just really clarify what is my role and the things that are happening in my life, because I like to blame other people. I am a victim of everything that happens, and you all are doing this stuff to me. And it really helps me to see, wow, okay, this is what I'm doing. These are my character defects that are causing me pain. And it's just so much easier for me to pray and release them when the problem is with me than when it is when I'm blaming everyone else for what's going on in my life. And also part of my 10th step, I do like to write down all the actions I took for my recovery. So if I had a really, really bad day, I can look back and say, well, wow, I did nothing for my program today, and I had a shitty day. Huh, what a shocker. Mm-hmm. Or if I had a really great day, and I did all this stuff for my program, it's like, huh, I wonder if there's a correlation. And I like to also write out a gratitude list, and just make a list of what I did well, because I can really focus on all the things that I did badly in a day, or things that I could have done better, but to really look at, wow, like, what did I do well today? And it's hard for me to see that, and some days that list is really short, and some days it's longer, but it feels good to write it. And then the last thing I write is actions that I take towards my goals, because I'm a person who is very fear-based, and you know, there are things that I'd like to do in my life that I pray for the willingness for, and then I just like to recognize that when I actually do them. Really, when I take a step towards something, it feels really good, and I just want to acknowledge that, so I write out actions towards my goals. And so I really like to focus on, like, positives as well as the things that are causing me some pain, because, you know, life has good and bad in it. I really want to take that both in and not just focus on everything that's going wrong in my life. So that's kind of how I work my 10th step, and thank you for letting me share, and thank you again for your share.
Hi, my name is Phil, compulsive reader. Good to be here and good to, you know, just show up and participate for my own recovery. And just want to thank the LA Intergroup for putting on this event. I'm not a huge big LA Intergroup OA birthday party goer. This is like my fourth time coming here to this conference, right? And I'm so inspired by a lot of people and programs, especially in Southern California. I remember way back then, back in the 90s, there was this one lady by the name of Jean. I don't know if anyone remembers her. When she would come up to talk at the podium, the first thing that she would say, she would quote something straight out of the 10th step in the AA 12 and 12. She would say, "As an insurance against big shotism, we can often check ourselves by remembering that we are today abstinent only by the grace of God, and that any success we may be having is far more his success than ours." And she would always quote that every time. And what she was doing is she was just giving credit to God, and knowing that a lot of the things that I've done for myself to be persistent in my own recovery is to keep doing the things that I need to do, working with other people, whether it be with a sponsor and with sponsees, going to meetings, whether it be in town or out of town. I'm from Sacramento, right? I have to be willing to go to any lengths, doing service, whether it be an intergroup or being on a committee, and doing whatever I can to be of service, and getting out of my self-centeredness, and remembering that for many, many years, you know, before I came into program, I had years and years of hatred, of being judgmental, of trying to be self-righteous, you know, thinking that I have all the answers, right? And replacing that with acceptance, love, and faith. And that, to me, is a good example of just practicing a living amends, just replacing that with the good qualities that I want in myself. And whenever someone does something, they've disturbed me because they've done something that I don't accept, then what I got to do is I have to look at that and determine what is it that that bothers me about their behavior. And every single time I turn to my sponsor, his reply is, Phil, the best revenge to life is to live a happy life. And so that's what I try to strive for in this program. And so perseverance is a very good topic for me, and I just do what I can to just try to be persistent in my program of recovery. Thanks.
Hi, I'm Nancy. I'm a compulsive overeater. Hi, thanks everybody for your shares. Similarly to what some people have said, I've been in program for 8 or 9 years. I don't know how much abstinence I have because I lost it many times, and I'm not counting. Right now, I've never left program, and when I first got here, program was really eye-opening to me. I felt like I'd figured out, like, all my life I always felt like everybody else knew what they were doing, and I didn't. And when I got to program, and I started finding some abstinence, it really isn't about the food for me, although it changed my weight, and it changed my outlook on food, and so on and so forth. I became sane, and I found some serenity, and I had that serenity for a good number of years. And I still don't fully understand when people say the road gets narrower, but for me, because of some of the healing that I had in this program, I managed to have a healthy relationship. I got married. I had a kid. I have stepkids. And then it got really, really hard for me. Like, I found that suddenly, like before, I was able to turn things over, and I was able to say, whatever happens, it's not up to me, and it's okay, and let it go. And then all of a sudden, it got really important. And I had to be in control again, and that's when especially when my son was born, that's really when it all plummeted. I say this to mean that I found that serenity, and I know that it's out there, and I know I can get it again. And at no point did I ever really feel like, oh, it's the program's fault, and if the program doesn't work for me, I basically have to work the program harder, despite the fact that I feel that I have absolutely no time to work the program whatsoever. What makes me feel good is knowing that it's always going to be here for me, for whenever I'm willing to pick it up. So things have gotten really, really hard lately, and at one point my husband said, "Do you need to just get away overnight somewhere? Like, do you need to just get away from us and everything?" And I was thinking about it, and I was like, yes, but I need more than that. I need help. And I was like, I'll wrap it up. Is there any chance that the birthday is this weekend? That was yesterday that this happened. So I just feel really grateful that this is here.
Hi, Adrienne, overeater, bulimic. I haven't done step 10, so I can't talk about that, but I can talk about perseverance. I've been in the rooms for 5.5 years, and I have 9 months of sobriety, and that's from binging and purging. And it is, and I was sitting in the back, and I'm really tired because I've been here since this morning, and I came in this morning, and I was like, yay, I'm at the conference. And now I'm like, I'm really tired, and like thinking and writing, and I feel like I've been in class all day. And, but then I thought, no, get up, because I can see a lot of other people are really tired. But anyway, So perseverance, in the same way that I find that if I do something that I don't want to do and I keep doing it, something, and I'm talking about the things that are good for me, something switches where then I do want to do it. In the beginning, I didn't want to come to meetings, and I just kind of, it came out of my mouth because I was having such a hard time getting any kind of time. I was trying to base my abstinence on what everybody else was doing. And so finally I said, okay, I think I can do this. No binging and no purging. And I thought, but I can't do this on my own. So I'm going to commit to a meeting every day for 90 days, 90 meetings. And I went begrudgingly, and I really wasn't into it. And I, you know, having been around the rooms for a bunch of years, it was like, but something changed, and I started to hear things differently. And then I wanted to go to the meetings every day. And then I wanted to start doing the things that I heard all of you talk about. The words are just going to come out of my mouth. I'm an athlete. I kind of am an athlete with my swimming. I've been swimming since I was a child, and I swim every day for 45 minutes to an hour, and it was a big part of, I've down like 40 pounds, and it was a big part of the program, plus swimming, plus changing my food habits, of how it went away. But there's a real, like, I didn't get in the pool and start swimming an hour. I got in the pool and I swam for 20 minutes. And I just added a little bit, and then here I am years later, and now I can swim for an hour like no problem, and I'm one of the stronger, faster swimmers in the pool. Now dealing with my rage as other people get in my lane and I want to go like, get out of my lane, is a whole other thing, and why I'm, you know, I will always be coming to these rooms to work on the person that I am inside, because now that I've taken away all of my other substances, because I'm in another program, and taking away my food, and little by little other things are falling to the wayside, all these reasons that I used and use food are in the forefront, and my anger and my, but anyway, back to the perseverance, I just find like that I am real big on doing something consistently. And then if something happens and I fall out of that pattern, very difficult to get back into it. But once I start doing it again, it gets easier. So anyway, thank you for letting me share.
Hi, I'm Christina, compulsive overeater. Thank you. Thanks, Darcy, for your share. And I am sleepy, too. So I was like, I'm like, oh, it's just so calm and peaceful. But I find that I get sleepy in meetings because it's the one place where the chatter really starts to shut up. And it's funny because I never noticed that. I'm like, why do I get sleepy? And it's a place where in meetings I feel safe. And I am in going through step 9 right now. And so I can't speak on step 10. But for me, perseverance is not, it's not a negative or hard thing. I mean, it is challenging. But this program, the more I do work the steps, the more I realize that I can persevere and get really, it can be such a beautiful thing. Like I found out, I always say this, I found out that I like to go swing dancing. So, and who knew? I had no idea, because before I worked the steps, I would do things. Like I would go out and I would go, you know, be social or do things, but I didn't really enjoy it. I wasn't mindful. I wasn't authentically myself, and I wasn't able to connect with any of you, you know, any people. And now when I go out, I can be in a situation and realize this is probably something I won't do again, and that's okay. And then when I come across things that I really do like that are joyful in my life, I can notice them and say, this really makes me happy. And something that was a gift was the other night, I typed it out and wrote it on the back of my cell phone because I know I'll always have it with me as my goals for this year, something, the priorities to keep me focused. And one of the things was dance, go out and dance. And I was tired on Wednesday and I was like, oh, I don't want to go, you know, dancing, and I should go to sleep early because that's what I really need. And I looked at it on the back of my phone and it was like, just get up and dance. That was a gift that your higher power gave you, was the ability to dance. And so I went, I had my dinner, and it was the first time that I noticed that as I was eating dinner, I didn't want more because I knew I had something really amazing to look forward to after dinner, which was to go dancing. And I went, and it was beautiful. I had a wonderful, wonderful time. So thanks for letting me share.
Yes. understand when other people won't share, so I just have to, like, raise my hand. Hi, I'm Jolene, compulsive overeater. I also, I'm only on step 8. I'm not on step 10, but I just wanted to share that my sponsor has asked me to do the A-E-I-O-U and then Y, which is for Yahoo, for, like, when you do something that you're like, woohoo, I did this thing. So corny, but I love her anyway. And then G and H, so gratitude, and then H for honesty and being honest about something. I do not do it. I'm really bad about sending it, but I feel like reinvigorated by you all. But what I think is really cool is the you, the uncover, that like that I do uncover something every day. Every day. Like if I'm laying in, a lot of times I just do it laying in bed to help me fall asleep. And I usually, like, start to fall asleep by eye. But anyway, the you is so cool. I'm just surprised that I'm uncovering so much and getting to know myself, and that's one of the things that made me, you know, want to recover in 12-step programs, is because I feel like I didn't know myself at all, and I didn't know my likes, I didn't know my dislikes, and I didn't know my past. You know, I didn't know my dreams, and that you, that there is something every day that I uncover about myself, and I feel like I should say something about what I'm uncovering today. And what I'm uncovering today is that I have some shame around my recovery, that I don't feel like I've recovered enough, and I bring that to the birthday party. This is my third year, and then I'm getting up and I'm sharing any, even though I don't feel like I worked this program perfectly. So thanks for letting me share.
Compulsive overeater. Darcy, thank you for your service. I'm bummed I missed it. And thank you all for your share. Christina was like, go up there. And I said, no, I'm embarrassed. I haven't done 10. And I've been here, this is my 6th birthday party, and I have 5 years and 9 months, and I'm down 60 pounds, and this program works. Like, if you do the work, the program works. It's like that simple. But was it last year? No, because this is already 2014. So in 2012, I hit a bottom in another fellowship. And my sponsor had me go back, and I was approaching 8 and then 9, and she said, like, go back to 1, 2, and 3. Like, you're not on 8. and I'm so grateful for that direction. And so then I guess the point is like, I do what my sponsor says, regardless of, like, I like it or not. And I have asked her time and time again, like, can't I do 10 while I'm still making amends? And she said, well, you can do that, but that's not what I did. And I was like, okay. And like, I just heard a lot today that, like, I'm not ready for anything until the second it happens. And there's a reason I'm still on 9. And there's a reason I'm still out there making amends. I do 10 in my other fellowship, and it's really thorough. And what I have experienced in that is the hardest thing for me is the question, because I do it out of the big book. It says, what are you keeping from me, or something like that. And it's like, ugh, like I have to tell my other sponsor, like all these things I'm keeping, like I want to keep in, but like that never serves me to keep things in. You know, and like I'm just willing to recover today and like get up in front of a bunch of people and be like, yeah, I've been here 6 years and I haven't done it, but like I'm still trudging and I'm still abstinent, and I go to meetings and I have commitments, and like I do the deal because I never want the life that I used to have. And I came in here tonight. I worked this morning. This is the first birthday party that, like, I haven't been here, like, for every second. And I came in and Christian saw me and he just said, like, you are not the girl I met 6 years ago. Like, you're a woman and you're happy and you're full of life today. And I'm so grateful that, like, I've been here and that, like, people know me and they know what I was like when I came in. And, like, that's not who I am today. Like, the essence of me is still there, but, like, I just have a really good life today, and, like, I get to sit with my sponsor and my sponsee sister and just be with a bunch of people that I love and be rigorously honest no matter what, because it's really what works for me. I always want to lie, and that just doesn't serve me. So I'm really grateful to be here, and that's my time. Thanks.
Hi, my name is Sharon. I'm a compulsive overeater.
Hi, Sharon.
I've got 7 months of abstinence, and this is my first birthday party. And I'm still trying to figure everything out. I was trying to talk myself into leaving, and I came back in here. And, you know, I have 7 months of abstinence. I definitely am not on step 10, but I've been around for like 3 years coming to meetings, and I finally got it together to do what I needed to do to get 7 months. This is only the third time that I've shared. And I guess got me to come in and hear this thing on perseverance. And I'm a musician. And so since I was 12 years old, I know what perseverance is. It's called, for me, it's been called practice. And I was going, I could use that for this. Duh. I have OCD. I guess that's a form of perseverance. I could maybe use the positive part of that to help me in my program. Duh. And I am so grateful. I guess the thing that I'm really grateful is what something told me not to leave, because if I'd left 2 hours ago, I wouldn't have heard this. So I'm still just trying to put it together and figure it out. And that's it. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Susan, compulsive overeater.
Hi, Susan.
And if you who are listening are buying this set of CDs, I'm going home after this, so you won't hear me again. We've been here a lot. I said, oh no, don't have to get up again, but it's my friend Darcy. I can't leave her hanging up here. So, step 10, continued to take personal inventory. Not just continue on Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Continued. And promptly make amends, which is actually easier. It's so much easier to sweep my side of the street clean a few seconds after I've done it, even if I have to make a quick phone call and say I've been a you-know-what. I go off and do it, and I don't have that feeling of, in the previous meeting, talking about how, you know, there's still things from when we were little that we hold on to that we want to make amends for. And that's really, really, it's a heavy load when you, I know I think about my age, and I can still remember things I did at 5 and 6. That's a lot, and yet I can have a conversation with you now, and I forget halfway what I'm saying, so I'm not quite sure about that. And perseverance, I mean, look at this. This is perseverance, just the honesty and the people who keep on coming back and speaking their truth. And I mean, that's us, that's our logo, and we persevere through this, you know, from doing the We of the Program together. So I don't really have much to say, but I just want space. But no, I definitely feel clean at the end of the day. I feel clean during the day, not just because of my food, because it's so much more than my food. My weight is what brought me here. But this and the book and all of you is what keeps me here, because I have to constantly remember that my food was but a symptom. That wasn't my ism. And by constantly doing that work and all the repetitiveness is how I go and I grow. I go and I grow. And all the time, I mean, changes in myself that are so subtle, or that somebody else may say to me, or things that I do, and I'm looking around like, who are you? So, you know, keep coming back. Don't be scared to share. It kind of feels good, not from an ego point of view, but again, it's just that release of continually working on yourself and persevering. So thank you, Darcy.
Two more. I'm Lynn, compulsive overeater. Thank you, Darcy. Perseverance. You know, I bought a condo back in 1985, I think it was, or 84, and I was in a 9-month escrow. I persevered because I wanted that condo. I came into these rooms in 1986, and I was 210 pounds, and I kept coming back. I persevered and got up to 280 pounds because I was working Lynn's program and not OA's program. I mean, that's just the bottom line. But I persevered, and I never left, and, you know, and I'm not 280 today, and I've got 6 years, and that's being around 28 years, you know. So I was brought up, my mom, you know, if you didn't have a fever, you went to school. I think that was just, she taught me how to persevere. And that's what I did. And 10-step, I do the AEIOU as well, and the why, you know, yay, that's what my sponsor put it, you know, the why, yay, what'd you do good today, you know, or what was good today or whatever, you know. And I do that, honestly, I do that 5 nights a week because I talk to her 5 mornings a week. So I do it the night before I talk to her so that it's there. And on the weekend, I kind of like fly by. And that's, you know, I have 10-step every night. But that's the honest thing. And I don't do this program perfectly. And I don't have to do that perfectly. I just have to abstain perfectly. So, but yeah, and the AEIOU and uncovering, and a lot of times when I don't have a lot of, oh, what have I done for others, it just makes me see. It's not like I'm a bad girl. It's just like, oh, okay, I really haven't been reaching out to others. Or I haven't really been taking self-care here. And that's all it is. It's not to let me know that I've been bad. It's just to keep me aware of what my day was like, because I'm not aware. I just like go, that's why I write down my food, because I would just put stuff in and not know what I'm eating. So I write down my food. So, I persevere, and I'm really, really grateful that that's what I do, because it kept me coming back here. So thanks.
My name's Kat, and I'm a compulsive overeater. What I have to share is quite similar to Mary. I came into OA when I was 21, after sort of binging and purging with a friend who started going in Sydney, and my mum had sort of been cutting out the ads for OA from our local newspaper and sort of putting them on my breakfast cereal bowl for years, and I resented it deeply. But, you know, she had her way of in me finding OA. And I came in and I got abstinent right away. I went to my first meeting and binged one last time, and then was abstinent for 7 years. And I am bipolar, and I hadn't been sick in 10 years, but I had the worst depression of my life. And I went into hospital. I was there for 3 months. I stopped talking to anybody in OA. I became very underweight. All the anorexic sort of thinking and way of being came into it. And in terms of perseverance, I had another member who I may have given up on me, but she didn't. And when I stopped taking her phone calls, she started writing to me. And that meant that when I was ready to come back to OA, she made it very easy. I could just ring her up and say, I want to go to a meeting. She's like, yep, right, no problem. Came back to meetings, but that undereating meant that there was the same and more amount of overeating, and I sort of binged my way up and down the Hume Highway in Australia. We were going, it's about a 9-hour drive from Canberra to where my husband comes from, and I was going to be abstinent when we got home, so everywhere that we stopped along the way I had to buy binge food because I was going to be abstinent when I got home. And we were at this service station, gas station, that was particularly crummy, and I bought a chocolate bar and shoved it up my sleeve and went into the toilet, which had one of these blue lights so that if you're an intravenous drug user, you can't see your veins. And I was sitting there in this horrible, horrible place eating this, and I thought, yep, I'm just the same, but this is not stopping me. And eventually I got abstinent again, and I had a fantastic sponsor at the time, and I'd just say, look, I've done it again, And, one of the low points from that relapse was, I'd got past the first supermarket on my way to the meeting, and then I'd got through the next gas station and then the next supermarket, and it was either left to the meeting or right to the supermarket, and I chose the supermarket. So I was late to that meeting because of it, and I felt so ashamed. And they said, well, at least you made it, at least you got here. And I'll just say very briefly that I have a lot of resistance to doing step 10. I really don't like myself very much, and I don't want to know. I just don't want to know. And, I've said in a meeting earlier today, I don't have a lot of trust in the HP. So if you put those two together, that's where the resistance comes from. But it's just been the most amazing experience to be here, and I'm so grateful. Thank you.
We did it. Yay! All right, then, let's see. Okay. It is now time to close this session. I would like to thank those of you who gave service at this session and all of you for attending. After a moment of silence, please join hands as we close with the Serenity Prayer or the Third Step Prayer, Leader's Choice. Well, we did the Serenity Prayer last time. Let's do the Third Step Prayer this time.
God, I offer myself to Thee, to build with me and to do with me as Thou wilt. Relieve me of the bondage of self, that I may better do Thy will. Take away my difficulties, that victory over them may bear witness to those that would help, of Thy power, Thy love, and Thy way of life. May I do Thy will always. Amen. Keep coming back. It works if you work it, and you're worth it.